Harper Audio presents A Pattern of Lies by Charles Todd. Performed by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Canterbury, Kent. Autumn 1918. I didn't know much about the little town of Cranbourne, on the Swale in northeastern Kent, only that its abbey had been destroyed by a very angry Henry VIII when the abbot of the day refused to take the king's side in certain matters. What stone was left had been transported to France to shore up the English-owned harbour in Calais. A young lieutenant by the name of Merrill, standing by me at the railing of the Sea Maid, had told me about that as we came through the roads and edged toward where we were to dock. That was in 1915. Shortly after that, we were caught up in the rush of disembarking and finding our respective transports, and I doubt I gave it another thought. My next encounter with Cranbourne was while I was assigned to a base hospital in France. A critically ill patient was brought in for further surgery, and he sometimes talked about the village during his long and painful recovery. All in the past, that. And then, yesterday, I accompanied a convoy of badly wounded men to hospital in a village.